Zah, a tale from Iran. Once upon a time, there lived a king who took immense delight in gardens. One day, strolling along the roads of the city, admiring the various flowers and fruits tended by its citizens, the king came upon a poor ancient gardener. Having newly cleared a small plot from some underbrush, the old gardener readied a pear sampling for planting. "Salam alaikum! Peace be unto you," said the king. "I fear you are too old to work in the garden during the heat of day." The gardener had been so absorbed in loosening the sapling's root ball that the king's comments took him by surprise. He looked up. "And besides," continued the king, standing over the gardener, "why bother to plant something you won't get to see grow in your lifetime? Any day now, you may sleep the long sleep of death." The old gardener looked wistful, then replied, "Well, if I don't get to see it grow, I don't mind. Many will delight in its sweet fruit. Others will enjoy the shade it provides from the hot sun." "Zah!" exclaimed the king, using a Persian expression of joy. He smiled, "That is a very wise thing you have said." He then promised to reward the man with 10,000 dirhams. "You see," said the old gardener, with a twinkle in his eye, "my tree is already bearing fruit. Usually a tree requires many years, but my sapling has begun right away," he chuckled. "Zah!" exclaimed the king again, with a large grin. "You have once more shown great understanding." He crossed his arms and contemplated the distant hills briefly. "If I follow your advice in all my affairs, my kingdom will surely prosper for generations to come." And the king promised the old gardener yet another 10,000 dirhams as a prize for this insight. The gardener stood up, thanked the king for both rewards, and clasped the king's hands within his own. "You see," said the gardener, "ordinarily trees only bear fruit once a year, but mine has already provided for me twice this season." The gardener smiled a wide, toothless grin for the king and went back to his gardening. "Zah," said the king.